rest of the story. You want a picture of these three good old boys? One of them's Hank, another one's Tom, third one is Harv. I have a faded photograph of these three right in front of me here, probably taken during one of the camping trips that they were always going on together. Well, here's a real good one. It appears they found an abandoned mill, and Harv and Tom are standing on either side of this great, big, rough-hewn mill wheel. That one's sitting up there on the top of the wheel. That's Hank. What times they must have had, these three best buddies. And every summer, like youngsters from a Mark Twain adventure, they would head up into the Alleghenies or the Adirondacks to sort of breathe in the wilderness together. Oh, Tom was the one who was always getting lost. Tom was always misplacing himself, and Harv and Hank would tease him about it ceaselessly, but for some reason, maybe just for a good belly laugh once in a while, they always let Tom pick the campsite. They were in West Virginia this one year, somewhere between Lead Mine and Horseshoe Run in West Virginia. The sun had gone down. Tom said, "Let's pitch her right here." It was getting almost too dark to see, but he said, "Let's pitch right here." So they got the tents up and all. By now it's really dark, but they have an ice fire going. They're starting to have supper. Suddenly they hear a bell clanging in the distance, and it's getting louder. They're out in the wilderness, and they're hearing this bell getting louder and louder, and it sounds like a locomotive bell. For a place to grub up and bed down, Tom had chosen a spot just three tree trunks away from a railroad track. And here's the thing. They've camped next to a logging railroad, and when the engine stops, and it's just spitting distance from their campfire, who gets off this logging train but a load of lumberjacks just down the slope from a hard day's work? And I mean hungry lumberjacks, but just in time for dinner, and they're more than welcome. They're more than welcome. Just set out a few more plates. Hank and Tom and Harv were gone so long on these little mountain trips, their wives sometimes wondered if the wolves had got them, but they always came home again, laughing, carrying on, slapping one another on the back, and of course full of the stories that somehow managed to hold them until the next time. And you know, we have something to show for the backwoods fellowship they shared. We have a whole new comparative standard for roughing it. You see, when Hank and Tom and Harv took off on their annual camping trip, they took with them a caravan of cars, including a Cadillac and several trucks to carry equipment and supplies, and a refrigerator, and large tents fitted with floors and screens and mattress beds and electric lights and a staff of servants and chefs and chauffeurs and even photographers. You see, these happy campers who dined in the wilderness on white linen with sterling silver, Hank and Tom and Harv, these three best buddies, were Harvey Firestone and Thomas Edison and Henry Ford. And now you know the rest of the story.